I therefore want to say this. Anything less than 1 hour concentrated prayer is a wasted day. So if you like, you can stop today and just start eating your food. And I mean, any serious-minded person should not have less than 1 hour in the day and 1 hour in the night. There is no message. Because fasting is of no value on its own. It is prayer and fasting that guarantees response. It is not just fasting.
I have often said on this platform that people are in need fundamentally because they do not know what they need. Man became needy after he became spiritually bankrupt. Man was in charge, man was in command, until man fell. So man's woes and man's crisis is rooted in his spiritual collapse. So until you recover spiritually, your crisis continues. By divine privilege, I've had opportunity of meeting with all kinds of people on all kinds of classes, including presidents of nations. Some of them have more problems. Some presidents have more problems than some gardeners in their own company. There is no solution to man's woe until he's spiritually restored. You can be a professor and a professor of suffering. You can be a president and a president of calamities. There is nothing any man can have or possess that has capacity to set him free from the woes of life until he is spiritually restored. Man's calamity, man's crisis, man's woes will continue until he's spiritually restored. I met a very wealthy man sometimes, and he came to my house. The way he was breathing, I was afraid for him. Early in the morning. And in our discussion, I asked him, because he brought a particular issue to me, and I said, okay, this is what you want. How much do you have now? And when he told me how much he had, I said, can you see the devil? This man had these tens of millions, but he wants to buy this thing of hundreds of millions, and so he's dying. Because he has no root in God. He has no root in God. I'm as restful today as I was when I had no bank account. I'm as peaceful today as I was when I had no boxes to put clothes into. So it's not who you are or what you have, but where you stand in God. My prayer is that these 21 days will restore you spiritually, totally. Yeah. There are assistant lecturers who are much more peaceful, much more restful than Professor Emeritus. He says it's not in the status, it's in your stand in God. Therefore, in case you have not, I'd like you to check out on your spiritual challenges, because they are your key challenges. All other challenges are taking advantage of those spiritual challenges to torment you. So look out, carefully study, what are my issues? You can't pray 1 minute, thank you Jesus, an adult. But you can watch television for 3 hours, non-stop, not winking your eyes. Pakistan? Taiwan? Oh no. The wind is blowing at 100.2 kilometers an hour. Are you a geographer? But you know, that will tell you where your problem is. The devil won't want you to pray because that will set you free. But he wants to watch TV so he can multiply your problems. Somebody's free. There are some on this campus now who are in their houses. And then they say, you have a problem. You are really the problem of your life. You are the problem of your life. In my growing up days, there is nowhere Jesus is mentioned. I'm not drawn. Okay, where will I be? And then tomorrow he says, you have backache. No. You have spiritual ache. Spiritual ache is what is aching you. Until you are spiritually rooted, you remain a victim. Please understand this. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death.
Godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. This is one opportunity for your spiritual restoration. If you can think. And I don't imagine anybody on this kind of ground that is purely a spiritual enterprise and purely a product of spirituality and still not able to catch, then it has a major problem.
Today's exhortation is taken from Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 22 to 25. Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth? Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall no more be any vain vision, nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and we perform it, saith the Lord. Now jump to verse 28. Therefore, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word that I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. We serve a God of speed. We serve a God of speed. And the reason is simple. He will not be greater tomorrow than he is today. So why wait to intervene today? He will not be mightier tomorrow. He will not be more powerful tomorrow. It's the I am that I am. We serve a God of speed. But it's important for us to understand the covenant of speed, and I'm going to show you that in a few minutes. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41 to 45, there came a word of prophecy. Ahab, look here, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. That was a prophetic agenda. And then Elijah understood the covenant of speed. So he went to the mountain and cast himself down. I have heard the sound because you have sent the rain. Now send it now. And he began to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He told his servant, go and check the sky. Is there anything on there? He said, no. He said, go seven times. Nate Kotapa, God of speed, where are you? Nekushi Arabaluta, arise. Arise, make good your promise. And after the seventh time, he said, I saw a cloud in form of a man's hand. He said, that's the hand of God. Tell him, run now, run now. The covenant of speed demands importunate prayer. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1 to verse 8. Coincidentally, two of them are chapter 18. Men ought always to pray and not to see. Why? If you want to see God speedily intervene, engage in praying without ceasing. Verse 7. He said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he be along with them? Verse 8. I say unto you, he will avenge them speedily. Speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find this kind of faith on the earth? The God of speed has come down to our midst. All you need to do is to connect with the covenant of speed and take delivery of what your portion is. The God of speed has come down into our midst. All we need to do is to connect with our part of the covenant of speed to get at it. Behold, I come quickly. Come and say quickly. Revelation 22 verse 12. And my reward is with me. The word quickly means I come speedily. And my reward is with me. To give to everyone according to his work. As his work shall be. I come quickly. I come quickly. We serve a God of speed. And we provoke the covenant of speed through importunate prayers. And that is why these 21 days, you need to connect with the spirit of prayer. I was talking to the pastors yesterday and I told them, while growing up in the faith, we had some very interesting practices. Among which was, if you are to pray, you will pray for grace to pray before you start praying. Now, if you are to read the Bible, you pray for grace to understand what you are reading. In fact, you go fasting to read in order to understand. That's how I encountered the covenant of prosperity. I went on a 3-day fasting spree to understand. Not that they wrote it in German. It's in English. But to understand it, you pray. This is a prayerless generation. Just running around with grammar without power. We need to settle down to know what it means to pray. We will stand to pray to receive grace to pray. You have to lead a praise worship. You will pray to lead the praise worship aright. But during this 21-day fasting and prayer, everybody will experience full-scale spiritual recovery. Yeah. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. We serve a God of speed, and in response to our importunate prayer, in response to our importunity in prayer, tirelessness in prayer, continuity in prayer, to deliver results to us. I can hear the sounds of abundance of rain. But only praying men and women will experience it. This kind does not go out by fasting. It goes out by prayer and by fasting. Fasting without prayer equals hunger strike. Fasting without prayer is religious dieting. Fasting without prayer is wasted religious exercise. It is prayer that gives value to fasting. It is prayer that gives value to fasting. That you are not eating food may mean that you are saving food. To say this, anything less than 1 hour concentrated prayer is a wasted day. So if you like, you can stop today and just start eating your food. And I mean any serious minded person should not have less than 1 hour in the day and 1 hour in the night. There is no basis. Because fasting is of no value on its own. It is prayer and fasting that guarantees response. It is not just fasting. The God of speed is in our midst. The covenant keeping God is in our midst. He will show you amazing things in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, has drawn a marvelous plan for us. And we say double portion, next levels. It means the double portion can keep doubling and doubling and doubling in the course of the year. Is it not the Bible that says a little one shall become a thousand and a small one a strong nation? I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. I will do it speedily. That is, people be changing levels supernaturally and just arriving at different levels at the end of the year. One shall become a thousand, a small one, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22, we hasten it in his time. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11, Deuteronomy 1, 11, it said, the Lord multiply you 1,000 times much more. So there are people that will get 30 times, some others will get 2 times, some others will get 60 times, some others will get 100 times, and some others will get 1,000 times. That's what we mean by levels. It's not an accolade, it's not a church slogan. It's an everlasting covenant. It's an everlasting joy. The multiplication will keep continuing and continue to the level that each one attains unto. And we are very used to that in our church. You have testimonies. What happened to me 20 years, I would never have arrived there by myself. This one, 50 years, I may never have arrived there by myself. That is God multiplying people at various levels. May you qualify for extraordinary multiplication this year. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. We serve a God of speed, and prayer is the term of the covenant for provoking the swift act of God, the swift interventions of God in your life. That's what it takes. He said, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will perform. Don't just pray to satisfy your religious conscience. Pray to get answers. Elijah said, I'm not just praying here as an exercise. Boy, go check up. Let me know when the cloud comes. I am praying to see the cloud. The cloud must form. Before I stand up on my knees, the cloud must form. The cloud must form. He was praying to get results. He wasn't praying to be religious. The cloud must form. Before Shiloh, that was a gruesome revelation of an attack from the enemy. And then the core pastor, it was called and said, look, this is what I saw. It must be cleared. And when it was cleared, I said, God just spoke to me. It's cleared. Second day of Shiloh, 40 men were arrested in one of the cities where our church was, with bombs and everything in their hands. And what was it? They were heading for our church for an attack. But Jesus caught them. Can I hear your amen? You pray to get results. So every sickness, spiritual and physical, emotional, must find a solution during this time. Every social disease must find a solution during this time. So pray, he said, go and check. We are not talking grammar here. Go and check. He said, sir, I saw a cloud. He said, that's what I'm talking about. Now let's go. He knew what he was going for, and he went for it. Therefore, I want to recommend that no night passes in these 21 days without you staying in an hour on an issue of concern that must be turned to a testimony. On an issue of concern that must be turned to a testimony. And you do that diligently by opening your diaries. And as the Lord speaks to you on anything, you put it down. Or show you a prayer line in attacking it, you put it down. Can I hear your amen? And suddenly you find God coming down with the direct answer to that question. I was in prayers with three or four of our staff, and on the third day, the Lord said, stand up.
Because when you pray, pray expecting an answer. It was during broad daylight between around 10:30 and 11. Stand up. And I stood up. He said, follow me. And I followed him. I never saw him, but I was following him consciously. And we got to a point. He said, turn back now. And I turned back. Then he opened my eyes and saw a layer of thick darkness on the roof of the church. And then he began to interpret to me by spirit. Man. And deliver to me the template of unending church growth. Come and say unending church growth. The template of unending church growth. We are still swimming in it today. In these 21 days, God will be delivering to you templates of eternal solutions. You will hold in your hand what it takes to deal with certain issues that may have been dealing with you hitherto. And for your shame, you shall have double. For confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, everlasting joy shall be unto them, and that will be your testimony at the end of the day. Let me hear your loudest amen. So God is not stopping at double. Amen. God is multiplying us to any level that we are open to. And as we generate our desire to, then he goes ahead to bring it to pass. Jesus is Lord. Give the Lord a big hand, everybody. Come and do it like somebody who believes in what is happening here. Amen. Amen. The Lord will answer you speedily. The Lord will answer you speedily. Thank you, Father. If you are here in the service tonight and you are not born again yet, please stand to your feet so we can pray with you. Wherever you are, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to become a child of God, please stand to your feet and God bless you as you do. I'll be praying for you in a moment. God bless you. Somebody wants to get up. God bless you. Somebody else is standing up. God bless you. Wherever you are, get up on your feet. We'd like to pray with you. You want to know, experience the real meaning of new birth, not just hanging around in church. Hanging around in church and go and be drinking hot wine and alcohol behind somewhere and smoking nonsense and say you are saved. You are mocking yourself. So anyone here that wants to say yes to Jesus tonight, you want the reality of new birth in your life, get up on your feet. There are also people here tonight that need to rededicate their life to Christ. You know, you are not there except by name. One leg in, one leg out, off today, on tomorrow. You want to be straight. You want God to establish your feet, stand to your feet, and I'll pray with you. God bless you. Wherever you are, just get up on your feet. Jesus is restoring you tonight. Jesus is bringing you back on your feet tonight. Glory to God. I'd like you to pray this one prayer. Lord, I desire full-scale spiritual restoration during this season. Lift up your two hands and pray. I desire full-scale spiritual restoration during this awesome season. It is your level of spirituality that determines your level of command. Lord, I desire full-scale spiritual restoration during this prayer and fasting season. Full-scale. Lord, turn me to a surprise to myself. Go ahead and pray. Turn me to a surprise to myself. Visit me in undeniable dimensions. Full scale spiritual restoration. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. A number of academics are here, but there was nothing to compare with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because of their spiritual root. There is nothing natural that compares in value with anything spiritual. There is nothing. And Joseph came, a crude spiritual boy, and provide a solution to a national crisis. And Pharaoh said, there is no one in this whole kingdom that has access to what you are saying. Watch it. The enhancement of your spirituality will enhance your level of command in every area of your life. That's the way it works. So I see you changing levels. I see you changing levels. How will a man have come to know the dream of another man that he dreamt and has forgotten? And you are not in the same house, neither were you on the same bed, and could recite it precisely with accuracy. And the man who dreamt the dream said, that's true, that's what I saw. That's true, that's what I saw. It is not found in the land of the living. If you don't believe in that, you have no business being on this ground. This ground is absolutely a product of spirituality. So what are you doing there? I see you restored. So if you see me walk through the houses and I walk people out, get out of here. That means you are not fit to be on this ground. Not fit to be there. Don't bring the devil down here to where we are. It's time to be spiritual and make the most of your life. I am not ashamed of spirituality. It has turned me to an envy of my generation. I'm not ashamed of it. Before I saw the result, I knew where it was going to lead. This time, God is recovering you finally. Now we are about to take the communion. I'd like you to receive divine energy again. That to not only be fasting, but to be praying as fervently, an increasing dimension as you go through this period. No item on your prayer expectation card will return void. Go ahead and receive that grace right now from this communion table. Jesus prayed and the sweat was coming out from his brows like droplets of blood. It worked. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's what you are experiencing. Lord, I partake of divine strength, divine energy from this table today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Father, by your blood, let every sickness and disease be cursed in the life of your people. By the divine energy in your flesh, let every one of us be re-energized for this race. Lord, I pray that this season will become a landmark experience for every one of us. Amen. May every item on your expectation card deliver testimonies. Amen. It is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please get seated while the communion is served. Lift up your two hands to heaven and give God thanks for answered prayers tonight. Celebrate him and magnify him. Now begin to tap into grace for tomorrow. Begin to tap into grace for tomorrow. Tap into grace for how to maximize tonight. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Like I mentioned to us on Sunday, each one is expected to have his own prayer expectation card for this period. Fill them out. And if your items are much more than what that sheet can cover, then you can add more to yours like mine. These are pages attached to that, same size, so I can pick it up, put it in my Bible. And press the points. You don't have to press all your points one time. No, you have 21 days to go. I was pressing only one point for this meeting tonight. I might be the only point I'm pressing when I come down in the night. Because I must press it to the gate where the answer is delivered. Can I hear your loudest amen? Is somebody still hearing me?
If you don't learn how to do this thing, you'll be reading them like a catechism. You just say, oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord, Satan said, well done. Keep reciting.
We are not reciting, we are pressing. Every man presses into it. You will press to a point that you will almost see high blood pressure drop from your body. That you will press to a point that you will almost see that devil just drop from your body. You press to a point where you just see your career just open up. You must press. You are not reciting. You are not recanting. You are pressing. Avenge me of my adversary. Avenge me. Jesus was pressing. Let this cup pass away from me. He went back saying the same thing. Let this cup pass away from me. Then he saw heaven was still. He said, okay, nevertheless, not my will, but that will be done. We are pressing. We are not just playing. This is not children's Sunday school church. We are pressing. Everyone that genuinely press during this season, you will press into answers. Yeah. Your children will be delivered. Yeah. Your family will be delivered. Yeah. Your career will be liberated. Yeah. Your spiritual life will be rejuvenated. Yeah. Every concern of your life will be turned to a testimony. Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
You will get to a point where it will be said of you, all things work together for good for him. That shall be the point you are praying center.
Lift up those two hands. Give God thanks. Because tonight, grace to pray is on your life. You're waking up in the morning on fire again in prayers. And then you are standing in the gap for your friends. Standing in the gap for your neighbors. Standing in the gap for those in need in your house fellowship. Those in need in your zona centers. Standing in the gap for the kingdom of God. Utilizing the prayer guidelines we have to spread out your prayer base so as to move God to respond to your own issues. Lift up those two hands, give God thanks, celebrate him, magnify him, give him thanks.